The makers of the following podcast and other persons associated with the podcast do not endorse and or bear any liability for any content, statements, views, ideas or opinions expressed in this podcast by the individual participants, nor for any issue arising in connection therewith. The podcast may contain strong language and ideas or concepts that may or may not be suitable for young children. Listener's discretion is advised.
Break those norms.
Catch the music.
Drag queen, drag queen, drag queen, and then drag king, drag king, drag king.
For the one, the only.
हाँ मुझे drag करना है तो
थोड़ा traditional होना चाहिए.
हम सब performers हैं.
Waiting to blossom.
I use a word like drag artist.
That will create change.
Come and join me.
This beautiful thing which is called drag.
Yeah, that's drag for you.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a very special episode of Yes, You've Guessed It, In Drag. Why I'll say it again is because this is the first time on the show that we have a couple with us. Yes, we have a couple who has very recently started their drag journey. It's only been about 5 to 6 months, but the energy that they tend to bring to their performances is fabulous, and it's something which is very unique. Because both of them tend to complement each other. They have been together for an X amount of time, which they shall reveal on their own. And of course, their plans in terms of moving forward and a lot more. So please put your hands together for the one, the only, Nick and Sayantika. And of course, AKA Bloody Kamina. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much.
Fabulous. So what is it like for you to be a lesbian couple? And also, किस किस्म के reactions generally आपको देखने को मिले हैं from people in general?
You know, as we live our queer lives, we being an out and proud lesbian couple, जब हम publicly जाते हैं, there have been instances when you know people have walked up to us and asked us कि मतलब आके हमसे बातें की है. उन्होंने बोला कि हमने थियोरी में, हमने मूवीज में या यू नो इंटरनेट पे देखा है कि लेस्बियंस होते हैं, बट हमने कभी उनको रियल लाइफ में नहीं देखा है. लेकिन आप लोगों को देखने के बाद हमें पता चला कि यार ये तो अलग नहीं है. दिस इज एज नॉर्मल एज अस. मतलब यू नो हमारे भी सेम झगड़े होते हैं, हमारे भी सेम नोकझोंक होती है, हमारा भी सेम प्यार होता है. सो जब आप देखोगे तभी आप समझोगे. मतलब अभी आपको पता नहीं है इसलिए आपको उसकी जानकारी नहीं है.
Fair enough. That's actually well said, Nick. Shantika is from Bengal. Nick, you're from Mumbai. Now, the both of you are in Bangalore. So, how do you feel have been your performances, if at all you've performed in all these three cities that I just talked about or other cities?
So, I have always performed majorly in Bangalore. And the first time that I performed was again an open event which... you know, which had a lot of mixed folks from there were straight people, allies, queer people, and everyone.
So by allies, you mean supporters of the queer community?
Yes, and the response was amazing. In fact, because it was my first performance, I had also invited a lot of my straight friends to watch it, and they enjoyed the performance. Matlab literally wo kud kud ke nach rahe the, unko itna maza aaya.
Shantika was part of that performance.
Yes. She's all where.
Acha, okay.
Bloody Kamina Shantika ke bina adhura hai, so she's always
magar ye Bloody Kamina hai kyun?
That's an interesting question.
Bloody Kamina kyun?
I think that is Shantika degi.
I think iska jawab bhi same hai. Bloody Kamina Shantika ke bina adhura hai. And to explain that, Bloody Kamina, the name was born way before Bloody Kamina, the drag artist, was born.
Okay.
You know, the drag king, the drag badshah was born way later. Drag badshah was born last year, right? But 3.5 years ago, when we started dating, main Nick ko Bloody Kamina bulati thi. In fact,
lovingly, of course.
Questionable. बट मैं उसको ब्लडी कमीना बुलाती थी. और मतलब इन अ वेरी सो इट्स एक्चुअली द रेफरेंस इज टू यू नो रणवीर सिंह इन लेडीज वर्सेस रिकी बेल. क्या करूँ वो लेडीज मैं हूँ आदत से मजबूर. एंड शी हैड दैट फुल एटीट्यूड कि मतलब क्या ही करूँ आदत से मजबूर वाइब्स. फुल दैट काइंड ऑफ अ प्लेयर वाइब्स. सो दैट्स व्हाई आई हैड नेम्ड हर ब्लडी कमीना. एंड आई हैड इनफैक्ट मेरे फोन पे उसका नंबर भी सेव था, ब्लडी कमीना, जो आज तक ब्लडी कमीना सेव्ड है.
ओह दैट्स इंटरेस्टिंग. तो एटलीस्ट समझ तो आया कि इसका इतिहास कहाँ से है.
बिल्कुल.
बट यू गाइज वर्क इन द कॉर्पोरेट सेक्टर, बोथ ऑफ यू, करेक्ट?
what was it like in terms of, if at all, you guys have experienced that, from your very, you know, corporate structured perspective, unka kya kahani thi, reaction kya tha, agar wo log aapko dono ko dekh chuke hain in a performance?
Pagal ho gaye wo log. Unko bahut maza aaya.
Promotion mili?
बहुत मजा. मेरे बॉस ने अब तक देखा नहीं है, वो भी देखेगा तो शायद. बट जो मेरे कलीग्स थे, इनफैक्ट जस्ट बिफोर द लास्ट परफॉर्मेंस विच वॉज ऑन वेडनेसडे, आई गॉट अ मैसेज ऑन माई ऑफिस का हैंग आउट, गूगल हैंग आउट्स फ्रॉम समबडी, एंड दे सेड दैट हाई, आई एम फ्रॉम सो एंड सो पर्सन फ्रॉम सो एंड सो डिपार्टमेंट, एंड आई सॉ दैट यू आर परफॉर्मिंग टुमारो एट किटिको, and I would love to come. And then they said that, I'm so happy to see that somebody from Flipkart is a drag king and going and performing there. And they were pretty excited about it. So,
nice.
Aare, matlab, logon ko ye pata chal raha hai abhi. Abhi mere limited, mere team tak pata tha, but more and more people in Flipkart are getting to know about it. And I have seen immense support from these people.
Bahut achi baat hai, yaar. Bahut achi baat hai. At least, logon ke dimaag khul rahe hain. Logon ke dimaag... you know, ज़्यादा अब accepting है, which I think is very encouraging moving forward, I think, Nick and Shayantika. But what was it like for you both when you kind of decided that, okay, fine, we are going to dip our toes, respective toes, in the pool of drag?
I have always been a performer. I love to be on the stage. I love to entertain people. Even as a kid, when I was growing up, I used to do mimicry, I used to do dance, I used to do singing and things like that, you know. I always wanted to be there for the audience. So when I was exposed to the drag scenes in our queer circles, you know, when I saw some of the existing drag artists like Sushant and Zeesh and Naz, all of these people perform, it really, you know, gave me that inspiration that, oh my God, this is something that even I can explore, you know. It can also be a nice avenue to express my queer self even more.
That's actually quite nice. So, Shayantika, your role that you probably played in Nick's life, tell us about that.
So, you know, we have been dating each other for like 3.5 years now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, in this journey, we've always been that number one cheerleader for each other, you know, pushing each other on to try out whatever it is that we are passionate about. And I could always see that in Nick, that being a performer, being very filmy, being that filmy hero, you know, was something she's always had in her. Like I said earlier, the seed was there. It was just waiting to blossom.
Nicely put.
And I think this is what Bloody Kamina was about. And I am just really glad that as Nick's partner, I got to be there for the journey and in some way go her along. Because I think we all need somebody who can like give us this tiny nudge and push. And I think we are that for each other in whatever it is that we try out.
Oh, that's such a sweet story. But okay, so Nick, would you have probably done it 10 years back?
10 years ago, to soch bhi nahi sakte the is bare mein. Because people have done that work in the past, we are able to be here today and, you know, actually go out there and express ourselves. I mean, we are still in process. I wouldn't say ki humne sab achieve kar liya hai. There's a long way to go. And
nice.
I feel that what I'm doing today, although I'm performing there for my joy, but I'm sure that somewhere... somebody in the audience who's watching me is also feeling empowered by this.
So you had some sort of safety as far as at least home was concerned. There was an acceptance or was there not?
Yes. But, you know, the society in general works in a very linear way. Either there's masculinity and there's femininity and it's just that. There's nothing beyond that or there's no midway around it. It's very structured, either this or that. Luckily, I was born in a family which did not look at me from that lens. Because I was always into sports and stuff, I always had short hair and nobody complained about it. Like, my parents never forced me to grow my hair. So yes, family was breaking this stereotypes for me, so I'm really grateful to them for that.
So, Shayantika, जब आप बाहर से drag scene को देखते हैं and समय से देख रहे हैं आप लोगों ने अभी recently शुरू किया, आपकी क्या मानसिकता है जब आप drag scene को देखते हैं as an outsider?
I think for me, on a personal level, drag didn't feel very unfamiliar because I'm a Bengali. And strangely enough, even as a child growing up, I had been exposed to some version of drag. Interestingly enough, a lot of our cultures, if you see certain dance forms that we have in different cultures, certain plays that we have, are always trying to play with the notion of performative gender. You know, there is a play by Tagore that I actually enacted while I was very young. It was called Chitrangada, which actually deals with a whole lot of gender bending. There's somebody called Madan there who's non-binary. So these notions of gender bending, I think, were very intrinsically a part of my growing up. But yes, drag as a performance, I think, was something that I've only seen in the recent years. It gives you an avenue to explore gender outside the norms.
Sure.
Because for me, you know, when I'm dating somebody like Nick and we, you know, we go out to a restaurant or something like that, and even out of drag, you know, Nick ko dekh ke kafi time log bolte, "Are sir," you know, piche se bulate, "Are sir, you know, baal dekh liye, short hair hai, kapde dekh liye," and people inevitably assume that, you know, she's a guy.
Right.
It's because we're stuck in these notions of what a woman should look like, what an AFAB person should look like. In that context, seeing people being able to play around with gender in drag, owning it on stage, being fabulous, slaying, I think just like even watching it gives me goosebumps. It is freaking fabulous.
I'm sure. Nick, why would you say ke there is such a huge imbalance in terms of the number of drag queens vis-a-vis the number of drag kings?
Unfortunately, in this country, not just in drag, I've seen this scenario in multiple other professions.
Right.
I see very less representation of AFABs in the leadership. Similarly, coming to drag, I mean, there are so many drag queens, but hardly few drag kings in the in the country right now. You can hardly count them on fingers.
Right.
So, you see, isi soch ko to badalna hai. I mean, that's why, I mean, you can't sit and complain ki kyun nahi hai. Aap aake wo scenario badal sakte ho. Aap wo change maker ban sakte ho. Like I said, you know, as much as I enjoy performing on the stage, I also want people to come and join me. I want ki ye phail jaye, matlab aur drag kings is desh mein aaye ubhar ke.
Within the community, kya mansikta hai isko leke in terms of, you know, drag kings and drag queens?
Thoda sa abhi bhi community ko drag kings ko aur exposure dena baki hai, matlab because unke liye bhi we are coming and claiming this space very newly. It's very fresh for us. You know, they have been there, they've been doing this, and for us to suddenly come in, I mean, they don't look at, luckily, thankfully, they're not looking at it as a threat or anything like that.
Shouldn't be. I mean, really shouldn't be, right?
In fact, I would say the opposite, because I know because there were not enough precedents of drag kings, you know, for most of the current drag kings, like Naz started drag last year, Bloody Kamina started drag last year. They're pretty new to the scene, right? But they didn't have that, like, what do you call it, a drag godfather or somebody like that. Like, you know, in the drag queen scene, you see them having this like drag godmother.
Sure.
But they didn't get to have that as such because they didn't have predecessors. I know that one of the first drag performances that Nick saw was that of the late Jiva. You know, one of the first drag performances that Nick saw when Nick was like, oh my God, this I want to be able to do this someday, was Rani Kohinoor.
Nice.
So, in a way, I think even the drag kings have drawn inspiration from the queens. And I know that certain drag queens have also taken the initiative to try and cultivate kings as well. So, yes, there is an imbalance. But I think it's more of a systemic imbalance as opposed to a personal imbalance.
Right.
Haan, zyada drag kings aa sakte. More drag kings can start performing. But the systemic change also has to come from everybody else. It also has to come from organizers.
Correct.
Who गिव मोर स्पेस टू ड्रैग किंग्स टू परफॉर्म यू नो अगर
द बिजनेस एस्पेक्ट ऑफ थिंग्स बेसिकली
इट आल्सो हैज टू कम फ्रॉम पीपल यार मतलब ऑर्गेनाइजर्स तभी तो जगह देंगे ना जब हम देखने जाएंगे
एब्सोल्युटली
है ना वी एज अ कम्युनिटी नीड टू बी सपोर्टिंग आवर ड्रैग किंग्स यू नो दैट इज व्हेन द इवन दैट इकोनॉमिक शिफ्ट विल हैपन internationally there's a lot that drag kings are doing if you see like even the economics of it there are drag kings who are wearing body suits which are not even available in India and they're crazy expensive you know to go bare chested on stage and so yeah that is there that scope is there I think it's because to scale it up to that scope इट हैज़ टू मेक फीजिबल सेंस राइट कि मतलब आपको इतने परफॉर्मेंसेस मिल रहे हैं आपको ये हो रहा है
हाउ डू यू फील हमारे देश में ड्रैग सीन को अगर और उभारना है तो क्या करना चाहिए
सो आई रियली बिलीव इन दिस दैट यू नो विथ अवेयरनेस कम्स एक्सेप्टेंस जब तक आप किसी चीज के बारे में अवेयर नहीं हो तब तक वो आपके लिए एलियन कॉन्सेप्ट है तो आप उसको एक्सेप्ट कैसे करोगे राइट तो जितना लोग देखेंगे उतना उसको समझ पाएंगे एंड ऑफ कोर्स पीपल हु आर इन द स्पेस टू डू दिस शुड डेफिनेटली यू नो बी द वॉइस फॉर द लार्जर पीपल हु आर नॉट एबल टू रेज देयर वॉइस आई मीन सो मेनी क्वेयर फोक्स आर अनफॉर्चुनेटली नॉट इन द स्पेस और जोन टू यू नो कम आउट और एक्सेप्ट देमसेल्व्स और यू नो बी देमसेल्व्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ द सोसाइटी
करेक्ट
बट जिनको पॉसिबल है जो कर सकते हैं आई थिंक दे शुड रियली put in that effort as community members and you know and ye isse bahut help hota hai pata hai matlab we should create more and more visibility as queer folks and put ourselves out there so people are able to normalize this narrative
aaj ki tareek mein performances jo hoti hain wo zyada tar queer venues pe hoti hain
yes.
do you feel that might be a step in the right direction moving forward ke hum log as in performances hone lag jaye magar hone lag jaye at maybe more neutral venues
absolutely I agree I don't think that you know queer folks are just meant to be limited to our queer spaces not our drag kings not our drag queens
sure.
Not our you know lesbians like hamare talents hum hamare tak hi simit kyun rahe you know bahar jani chahiye bilkul jani chahiye in fact jab jati hai more often than not I have seen that the rest of the folks are amazed by it and enjoying it like to give you an example when Nick started doing drag and मैंने अपने टीम को ऑफिस में टीम को सबको बताया राइट एंड यू नो सम ऑफ देम लाइक वर वेरी एक्साइटेड लाइक मोस्ट ऑफ देम वर वेरी एक्साइटेड अबाउट इट एंड सम ऑफ देम सॉ द वीडियो एंड एवरीथिंग एंड दीज आर पीपल यू नो ट्रस्ट मी यू हैव नेवर इवन हर्ड द टर्म ड्रैग यू नो प्रोबब्ली बिफोर दिस दे हैव नेवर इवन हर्ड द टर्म ड्रैग आम जनता अभी भी है ये आज अगर आप बैंगलोर के सड़कों पे निकल के लोगों से पूछोगे कि यार ड्रैग क्या होता है हाउ मेनी पीपल डू यू थिंक नो व्हाट द हेल ड्रैग इज
दैट इज ट्रू
यू नो दैट इज ट्रू पर आपको कंसेप्चुअली समझ में आए ना आए वो तो बात की बात है बट इवन दीज पीपल वंस दे सॉ द वीडियो यू नो उन्होंने परफॉर्मेंस देखी वगैरह दे वर लाइक अरे यार मतलब मजा आ गया क्या बढ़िया थी एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट एंड दे वर एंजॉयिंग एंड वन ऑफ देम वाज लाइक अरे दिस इज लाइक रणवीर सिंह एट द आईफा एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट सो वही है ना उनको थ्योरी ना समझ के भी समहाउ लाइक दे इम्बाइबिंग द कॉन्सेप्ट दे आर अंडरस्टैंडिंग कभी कभी ना हमारी देश की जो आम जनता है ना उसको शायद ये सारे कॉन्सेप्ट थोड़े हाई फंडे लग जाते हैं कभी कभी एंड इन ऑर्डर टू बी एबल टू रीच द मासेस आई थिंक देर इज नथिंग बेटर देन एक्चुअली गोइंग आउट देर एंड डूइंग इट एंड शोइंग इट यू नो
राइटली सेड यू नो लुक एट अस लाइक एनी अदर एंटरटेनर्स
श्योर
व्हेन वी गो ऑन द स्टेज we don't differentiate the audience then why should the audience differentiate the performer
yeah fair enough I just want to say that it has been a fabulous time that I've had but before I let you both go it would be nice if you could do a bloody kameena for us right now in an audio form and I would love Shantika's contribution in that performance how you guys figure it out because I've just sprung this on you By the way, everyone listening, they were not aware that this is going to happen to them. So, would like to obviously check your mettle as a performer. No pressure, of course.
So, this was a part of my performance. Ek dialogue hai, jisse mera performance shuru hua tha.
Well done.
Haar ke jeetne wale ko bazigar kehte hai. लेकिन अपनी मोहब्बत से जो आपके दिल और दिमाग में बस जाए उसे ब्लडी कमीना कहते हैं, ब्लडी कमीना कहते हैं।
हाय,
दिस इज ऑसम, आई लव्ड इट।
I swear this charm offensive, it's always
I
like,
loved it.
Because I think my character in Bloody Kamina's performance is always that, you know, like it varies performance to performance. Sometimes it's the heroine in the red chiffon sari,
right.
You know, sometimes it's the girl in the mini skirt. It varies performance to performance, but it's always this one very will they, won't they romantic entanglement. Angle, which I think, and it's never that Bloody Kamina ends up with me. It's this interlude, you know. It's always
this interlude.
Like, you know, beech mein main kahin performance mein aati hu and all of that, and it's the beauty of someone whose heart you can't hold forever. Somebody like Bloody Kamina, wo har kisi ko dil deta hai. Wo aadat se majboor hai. You know, wo प्यार भी करता है, हर रोज भी करता है।
दिल ही इतना बड़ा है तो क्या करे।
हाँ, वो आदत से मजबूर है। और लाइक इट्स ऑलमोस्ट लाइक माई कैरेक्टर इज अ रिप्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ द फैंस, यू नो, कि हमारे लिए वो कुछ मोमेंट के लिए ब्लडी कमीना को पाना ही, यू नो, दैट्स अ रोमांस इन इटसेल्फ। वही रोमांस है, वही आशिकी है, दीवानगी है।
So it's the want of love.
It's the want of Bloody Kamina.
Want of Bloody Kamina. Well, that was really, really awesome, and I want to thank you both. It has been a true pleasure speaking with you. And I think you both complement each other beautifully. I'm hoping and praying that you really carry on and achieve some brilliant stuff together. And spread the word and make that change. And I think your hearts and your minds are absolutely in the right place. So always onwards and upwards to you. And I think the best way to end this show is, hi.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So lovely people, with that we come to the end of another brilliant episode of In Drag. But worry not, because here's a tiny peek at what's in the next episode with Lush Monsoon.
It's a space of freedom. It's a space of liberation. It is kind of like an unset permission that they are given, that in this space, you can be who you want to be. That's it. And that itself is so powerful. Hum khud ghabrate hain usse, you know, like we are scared of like the possibilities that the world has for us.
This was a Turtle on a Hammock Films original podcast, hosted by Sudhi Sachdev. Executive produced by Avinash Kumar Singh. Produced by Geeta Singh. Directed, mixed and engineered by Jinisha Patil. Art and publicity design by Pooja Ray. Guest recording studio, Voice Box Productions, Bengaluru. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Turtle on a Hammock Films LLP. All rights reserved.